one is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, The chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're going to empower you here on Herb Talk, as we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about some new legislative law that's rolling out in some states that could impact your health freedom down the road. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about some parasites, because I got some calls recently about that, so I thought we'd revisit that topic. And we'll see how the hour rolls. We got some other things here and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi for righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer, and I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, and I hope you are too. Today's devotional lands us in Psalms 145. And God tells us, "The Lord is near unto them that call upon him, and to all that call upon him in truth. He will be faithful to the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy." Yeah, if we just get it straight that we owe God everything and he owes us nothing, I think that puts us on, you know, the path to, humbly, sincerely seeking the Lord, and mind the time it grows short, and that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about this California bill. It's a Senate bill, 1424. It is called the Internet Social Media False Information Strategic Plan, and you're probably wondering, well, how come that is going to affect my health? Well, that's a good question, and we're going to get into that for the first segment of the show, so I don't want you to go anywhere, so stay tuned for that. Moving along in the quack report, here's something about the herbicide atrazine. Apparently, there's new scientific data that it changes the sex. It's a weed killer, but it changes the sex of male frogs. This is a study that wound up, the University of California, Berkeley did this, and their report, it was in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So a company called Syngenta makes this herbicide, and they use it on crops all across the United States, and it seems to damage the endocrine system of these frogs. So what they did is they started out with over 40 male frogs. And they made sure that the frogs had ZZ sex hormones, so none of them were hermaphrodite, you know, so they weren't, you know, bisexual frogs. And so just exposing the frogs for, I think, several weeks with 2.5 parts per billion of this herbicide, which is well below the EPA recommended to be in our drinking water, okay?
So what happens is I think only 6 frogs ended up, in the study, not becoming from male to female. So what was really weird is, they were exposed for 36 months to this atrazine, and the frogs actually turned from male to female and also proceeded to mate with other male frogs. So there you go. Could this be the gender confusion thing of our age? Well, there's a question. Moving along in the Quack Report, increased evidence that the Organic Trade Association may be selling out to big businesses like Monsanto. Apparently they're supposed to, you know, protect the organic trade area, keep it from being watered down and adulterated. Here, Nature's Path Organic is one of the leading American suppliers for organic breakfast cereals. Just recently announced they were going to resign from being part of the Organic Trade Association because they say the organization is hemorrhaging, getting away from true organics. Well, the Organic Trade Association is supposed, to be looking after our behalf of the organic trade industry, but they're not standing up to corporate agricultural businesses like they should. It's having an impact, negative one, on small-scale farmers and even growers, not to mention companies like Nature's Path, which, relies on their raw organic ingredients for their supply in products. According to the CEO, Aaron Stevens, of the Nature's Path, he says, our departure from the Organic Trade Association is an act of protest to raise awareness to consumers that it's important that the role of these organic players is to support the health of consumers and our planet, and this is being compromised. So one of the most recent indicators that we're having probably some hemorrhaging sellout of the Organic Trade Association is they kind of accepted the GMO compromise that Congress suggested, and so especially in the state of Vermont. So we've got some issues there. So, if you can't trust your organic labels, what are you going to do, right? Grow it yourself, I guess. That's what you have to do. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to get into this California bill. You talk about torturing the truth. I've mentioned that some countries, like in Europe, have really enforced some laws that prohibit the people from communicating any information that involves natural therapies or any healing that is outside the medical science realm. Now, Facebook has recently scrubbed its pages, removing some information on natural therapies and even pages that involve meditation. You might be saying, well, why did they do that? Well, natural health information is now considered fake news. That's right. The people of the UK can't even share any information that could help their fellow man improve their own health. And a lot of times UK citizens, they're so anxious over it, they'll whisper that over the phone to me when they call me. So I think that's, I'm in the United States. No need to whisper. We're going to take a break. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme, tincture, and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Talking about what's going on in California. Yep, you can feel it coming in the air for sure from there. So we just talked about the people in the UK, you know, they have laws now that say, hey, you can't share natural healing secrets with among each other. You can't do that. It's illegal. It is against the law. Now, I wondered how long it would take for that kind of nonsense to reach the United States. And sadly, it's in development now. That's right. Taking the lead prohibiting information related to health is the state of California. They're trying to censor free speech. However, they are disguising it. That's right. Censorship of free speech is going to be garnished under the fake news agenda. So let's take a look at how all this is going to play out. Get a good idea of how this might affect your health in the future. So California is leading the way. So in California, Senator and Dr. Richard Pan has put his name to a bill that would make it a crime for anyone to question the health and safety of information that the health authorities are publishing, such as, let's say, on vaccines. So anyone that would challenge or put forth any information saying, hey, vaccines injure people, well, that would be, you know, putting you at risk of sanctions under this law that they want to pass. So this is Senate Bill 1424, and it's titled the Internet Social Media False Information Strategic Plan. So the potential broad scope of this bill would really entail any information given that would oppose, let's say, the pharmaceutical products, your scientific medicine, and it also labels information regarding natural alternative therapies as fake news. And there goes Facebook jumping on right on that and scrubbing its pages. So, you know, as all too often, you know, these bills can get amended and then they're expanded for, you know, further reach. Ambiguous wording allows judicial powers to interpret what they will within the law. Well, let's look at this, because this is what it's going to do. It's going to create speech crimes. That's right. We are moving into some dangerous territory with bills like SB 1424. If it does pass, it would remove free speech on health alternatives and sanction those who do so in California. So here's what we know about this bill. It would become a crime to question any official story that's published by the government, scientific medicine, or pharmaceutical companies. For instance, when government agencies publish vaccine information or any information on treatments by medical science, it would not tolerate the information being challenged. Okay, so the danger is this would deter scientists from proving any current therapies as being damaging. Also, this would remove the limit exemptions to vaccines and possibly prohibit attorneys from arguing for their clients the damaging, of course, non-official evidence of vaccines.
So it would also force any news outlet that offers opinions on such treatments to publish a disclaimer stating, hey, the information you just received is considered fake news. So if it passes this April 2019, California would need to develop and hire Department of Justice personnel to enforce the penalties that would be known as speech crimes. Now, if, for example, someone in independent media published a story about the dangers of, say, vaccines, including their toxic ingredient list, that person would have to include a warning that the content was fake since it deviates from the official medical story, or they would risk penalties for being labeled a speech criminal. So how long would a disclaimer of these, you know, how long would this, you know, fill the purpose is anybody's guess, you know, how long are they going to allow you to do that? Don't know. It would be also interesting to find out if California Senator Pan, you know, has he been financially influenced to put this bill into the works? My brain had to ask that question. Well, you know, interestingly, on June 18, 2015, the Sacramento Bee published a story titled "Drug Companies Donated Millions to California Lawmakers Before Vaccine Debate." So the California Senate was trying to push through Senate Bill 277, which would eliminate vaccine exemptions of personal belief and religion as reasons to avoid vaccines for children. So the politicians were accused of taking donation money from vaccine manufacturers and other pharmaceutical companies. Now, of course, these allegations were promptly dismissed by the Senate and the drug companies, and the lobby group Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers for America denied doing any wrongdoing. Of course they did. That's right, they denied it. And you know, they received over $2 million from the pharmaceutical companies between 2013 and 14 while this bill was in the works. So these basically are the top 20 political leaders of California, which influence, get this, the Assembly or Senate for health committees. So, and here's what was reported in the Sacramento Bee. They said Senator Richard Pan, Democrat, and author of the bill, Senate Bill 1424, received over $95,000 in campaign cash. He received the most money compared to his legislative colleagues, and California state filings on the pharmaceutical lobbyist activity shows $500,000 in additional donations to outside campaign spending groups to help elect current members, and also $3 million additional funds from 2013 and 14 to the legislative session of the governor, legislature, and pharmacist board. I'm sorry. When you see this kind of thing, do you not think, you know, there's something amiss here? Frank, what would you suspect if you heard that, you know, hey, your governor and your legislative people, all of them that mean anything, voting, got money from pharmaceutical companies to pave the way for this bill so that people couldn't say, no, I don't want a vaccine. Right? This is outrageous. Oh, man. Well, Frank, you know, I know Frank's, he's upset. Well, according to the Mercury News, Governor Jerry Brown of California signed Senate Bill 277, you know, where you lost your exemptions. It was signed into law June 30th, 2015. And if you think California is the only state to eliminate all but the medical exemptions for vaccines, think again. Mississippi and West Virginia also prohibit personal belief and religious exemptions. So, well, I mean, you know, your body's not your own, apparently. This is where this is going. Well, let's look at the censorship that's really disguised as protection. Yeah. If you notice, narcissists will subject people to their tyrannical control while they are stating, hey, it's for your own protection. It's for your best interest. Now, I have no doubt that the pharmaceutical industry is going to influence the Department of Justice and the task force with the fact checkers to enforce laws such as Senate Bill 1424 if it is passed into law. So who would be placed on the decision panels with regard to what speech should be censored and punished? Well, one company, the International Fact-Checking Network, it's run by Poynter Institute. It's also funded in part by George Soros' Open Society Foundation. It could possibly be hired. If this happens, the oppressing opinions of Californians would be sacrificed and their ability to share them. So people are easily offended these days, and free speech has got to be, you know, sanitized. That's how they're approaching this. So California's bill, SB 1424, attempts really to strip everyone in that state from their right of informed consent to be able to assess the truth of official news and also share their discoveries. That's what that is. Well, where could this lead? Well, I'm sure you have your brain's probably spinning with where this could lead. Now, California's Senate Bill 1424, the Internet Social Media False Information Strategic Plan, if it gets passed, could become really the foundation of law other states could adopt to further control the spread of information and possibly more. So this kind of tyranny is not new. Biblical accounts tell us kings would forbid the worship of God and severely punish anyone going against the law. So they had the worship police. Yeah, the worship police in ancient times. Absolutely. So California's bill opens really the door to modify the initial intent to prohibit anything that goes against the official position of the state. For instance, if California adopts an official report that, let's say, red meat is bad for your health, but fake meat is better for you, what would stop legislation from prohibiting the sale and consumption of organic red meat? So if abuse of power can strip Europe of the use of over 20,000 medicinal herbs for health, the United States could likewise attempt to control under new laws censorship and prohibitory use. So Americans, they need to be on their toes and they need to, you know, put a stop to this nonsense. Really, we need, if you want to lose your options, don't do anything. I'm serious. Don't do anything. Well, we got more on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. You know, I want to read you this quote. I read it to you the other week, but it's a really good quote by Dr. Michael Eleanor. He's a psychologist who says, just look at us. Everything is backward. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. And the major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. Well, I think that sums it up for sure. Opportunity's knocking right at this point, because I really worry that the window of opportunity is closing on Americans to educate themselves and learn how to use natural medicines. So the supplement really in the herb markets have really steadily grown. Therefore, there's now this pressure being applied at the legislative level to control the knowledge and the availability of natural therapies. Now, the harmonization code is real. And it is a global agenda, and it's coming in many different forms and segments of the markets. Let me read you some inspirational text here. This is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. It says, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be as meat." Genesis 1:30 says, "Wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." Psalms 104:14, "He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth." And then Revelations 22, verse 2, "The tree of life, the leaves of the tree, are the healing of the nations." And Psalms 100, verse 5, "For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." So if that's truth, why are we suppressing it? So if God can't lie, and he's instructing us that his medicinal herbs are for the health and healing, it is wise to heed his instruction. But it is also, as he also says, his way is superior to anything man can create as a substitute. Now, if you'd like more information on how you can remove toxins that would invite disease and how you can strengthen your immune system and your metabolic functions, hey, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to order their organic professional strength formulas. You know, it's not too late. Give them a call and get a free product catalog. Their number's toll-free in the United States and Canada. That's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Yep. Professional strength variety. You're not going to find that in stores, plus information on how to use the products. And if they're made right, you know, like theirs, you get a long shelf life of 10 years, so you can actually stock things for those rainy days. All right. We're going to shift gears here, and we're going to be talking about a little bit about parasites. No one likes to really talk about them. They don't like to even think about. They wrinkle their nose and go, ooh. But America really does have an increasing problem with parasites. So more people are discovering that their digestive ailments are from sometimes parasites. You can have roundworms, flukes, pinworms, tapeworms. And some worms are really align in appearance that laboratories have trouble determining what species they are, and doctors often don't prescribe the right medicine. So where we used to be hear about, you know, maybe third world countries would have these kinds of health issues, but now the United States does. It's not immune, and lately there's been a lot of cases. I get calls about parasites. So it is estimated that 1 in 5 people carry parasites. So although death by parasite is really you know, that lethal as, you know, allopathic medicine goes. You know, you're going to die more risk of dying from a car accident or something like that. But there are people that do die from parasite infestation, about 300 people a year. And there's like 4,000 people hospitalized each year because of parasites. Well, so let's look at the risk, because we can contract parasites either from food, water, soil, and also contact with another infected person. So a majority of the parasite infections are from person to person or eating infected food. So the foods that contain the highest risk are really going to be your uncooked fish and shellfish, uncooked meats, raw aquatic plants such as watercress, or even raw vegetables that have been contaminated with water runoff, either with human or animal feces in it. So some food can become contaminated with service workers practicing, you know, poor hygiene, or that is maybe served in an unsanitary establishment. So people with weak immune systems, pregnant ladies, they're going to be at higher risk of complications if they do contract parasites. Well, let's look at some of the symptoms. If you get parasites, you can have varying symptoms. It depends really on the species of the parasite. But some of the common ones are you may have diarrhea, some bloating and pain, coughing, skin lesions, weight loss, restlessness, maybe even lethargic behavior, insomnia, and also infections. So the early stages of getting parasites can cause even flu-like symptoms with maybe some headaches, which can also damage the brain and eyes and internal organs if you're not careful. Well, here's some signs to look for. There are some signs that can help indicate that you have some unwanted friends making you sick, as they can release toxins into your bloodstream even and make you sicker than you are. And here are some of the signs you want to look for. If you get constipated, or if you have the other end of it, diarrhea, lots of gas and bloating, and, you know, symptoms that would indicate you may have irritable bowel syndrome, you may not have IBS. It may be parasites. Also, after you traveled abroad, if you come down with what is called traveler's diarrhea, you could have parasites. Also, if you suffered a recent food poisoning and your digestion hasn't been right since, you could have picked up some parasites. Also, insomnia or difficulty falling asleep and you wake during the night many, many times, it could be indication that you have parasites. Skin irritations or unexplained rashes, hives, eczema, or rosacea could be also another clue, as well as do you grind your teeth at night when you sleep? You could have parasites. If you have aching and painful muscles or joints, or if you have a lot of fatigue, you feel exhausted, you're apathetic, or you're depressed, it could be, you know, you simply have some parasites. If you never feel full after you eat, or if you have an iron deficiency, if the doctor says you're anemic, and if you have a lot of mood changes or anxiety, could mean you have parasites. So when the parasites release a lot of these toxins into your body, you know, it puts your body under stress. And anxiety usually is a result. And you get this weakness and wakefulness happening weakness in the body and then wakefulness at night. And you can't sleep and you grind your teeth. So when the toxins, they also affect your neurotransmitters and your sleep pattern and your moods, and also can cause changes in your skin. So what do we do to lower the risk? Well, when you're cooking your meat, of course, it's recommended to cook your meat at least 250 or 165 degrees Fahrenheit, depending on the type of meat you're cooking. Microwave cooking the meat really is not a guarantee that the temperatures are going to be consistently hot enough to kill all the parasites. You also want to wash your hands and the surfaces that diligently are exposed to these types of foods. So you want, you know, if you've got several courses of food prep, you definitely want to make sure you clean in between. What about medical tests? Well, medical doctors will test for parasites in your stool and blood samples. So the comprehensive tests are better than the conventional tests when detecting parasites. So both tests actually can check for parasites in eggs, but the conventional test is limited and it can't pick up on the dormant parasites. So comprehensive tests are more sensitive, has more checks and balances for parasites, parasite DNA, which means that if a parasite is alive, even if it's dormant or even dead, it would be detected. So these tests can usually detect and identify 17 different species of parasites. And it's real important that if you want your medical doctor to test and then prescribe the right medication, if you're going to go that route, you want to have the comprehensive test. All right, so what do doctors do if they can't identify the type of parasite you have? They don't know what drug to use. Well, they usually resort to using herbs for their broad-spectrum action against parasites. So herbalists call these herbs firmifuge types of herbs. They help expel parasites and destroy the eggs as well. Now, I tend to use personally several herbs, and if there's a parasite issue, I usually like to use the tinctures of black walnut because of the iodine content's high, and I also like garlic because of the sulfur, and parasites don't like iodine and sulfur. Okay, so those are your two fallback herbs that I like to use. Worms are parasites, and really they can't be starved. So go ahead and eat. You know, you don't have to think that I'm going to starve the parasite by not eating. That doesn't work. I usually also like to use sometimes gentian root to make sure to kill the parasites in the lower bowel as well. So worms, you know, they can't be starved. But if you eat foods like onion and garlic and pickles and salty fish, they don't like those foods. So if you have, let's say, a tapeworm, this is going to make it loosen its grip, these foods, and it's easier to expel them. So if you have, let's say, hookworms from eating, let's say, unclean or poorly cooked pork, you might want to add the oil of Nectar Americanus. I like to use also tinctures rather than teas because they're more powerful. So if you're using tinctures, you might want to be aggressive with your doses, maybe 2 to 4 teaspoons per dose. That helps destroy and kill the worms rather than just small doses that just help expel them. So I go for the kill, get them out of there, and be done. So now if you got a lot of skin irritation or rashes, I like to add some olive oil and maybe some beeswax to help with the itchy, maybe some chickweed. This is external, of course, application. So that helps the skin to heal. Now there are some other herbs that you can, or foods that you can use, maybe as a prevention on a regular basis that you want to get parasites. Herbs like wormwood, horehound. You probably heard of horehound candy. They used to give the kids that back in, you know, turn of the century. If they looked a little wormy, give them some horehound candy. Pomegranate, pumpkin seeds, hyssop, mullein, fennel, rue, and cayenne pepper. Parasites don't like that stuff. So, you know, cleanse and nourish your system. I know I say it all the time, but you get the toxins out, you can get the parasites out. You can take the stress and burden off your whole metabolic system and reduce your risk of a disease big time. Cleanse and nourish, keep that immune system heightened and working, strengthen the immune systems. And there are some herbs that help metabolic functions like pancreas, heart, and so forth. So you can get a handle on all those things pretty easily using God's good herbs, because he says they're here for the healing of the nations and God can't lie. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check it out, they do have many of the formulas I just mentioned. If you have any questions, give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, they are definitely bent on educating their consumers. So it's real important to do that. All right, so we got a few minutes And we're going to talk about some cancer cells. And according to the American Cancer Society, they had a surveillance health policy research report in 2010 where they were estimating the number of new cases of cancer each year to almost 800,000 in men and almost the same in women. So these are statistics that are including all kinds of cancers, whether it's prostate, lung, colon, urinary, bladder, skin, melanomas, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, kidney, renal, whatever, oral cancers, leukemia, pancreatitis, types of cancers, and also ovary cancer. Yeah, I know, Frank. I'm sorry. We're a little bit over on our break. I do apologize. We'll be right back. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back on Herb Talk. And just jumping in there because I kind of ran long on the first part of this. We're talking about cancer cells, and there's different types. There's actually two categories science uses, but there's 200 different types of cancer, and they stick them all in two categories. One is labeled carcinoma, which usually is a cancer that grows on the surface of tissues and organs. And then there's sarcocarcinomas, which are cancer which grows within cells, like within your muscle, bone, or even your blood vessels. Now, science is describing how tumors are made by the human body, which, you know, they say there's genes within your cells, and there's proteins inside these genes which regulate cell growth. And when they get damaged, and then the growth gets unchecked, the damaged cell replicates into a tumor. Malignant tumors can spread to other tissues and organs and usually are more serious cancers. Cancer of the blood, like leukemia, creates no tumors and attacks the body via the bloodstream. So modern medicine admits that there are some common denominators that may contribute to a person developing cancer, such as lack of exercise, poor diet, excessive sun exposure, smoking, obesity, in some cases hereditary because of, you know, our lifestyles are similar to our relatives. Now, cancer systems vary depending on the type However, there are a few common symptoms, like if you get weight loss, you feel lethargic, you had strange lumps or swellings, night sweat, fever, or anemia. So the problem with the common symptoms is they have crossover to other illnesses, and you may not get diagnosed properly. The other thing is women that tend to get breast cancer, one of the symptoms they get is they feel like there's something in their throat when they try to swallow. Of course, you're familiar with the medical treatments of chemotherapy, drugs, x-ray, radiation, that kind of thing, surgery. And of course, now they have some special, I guess, cancer drugs that they're testing. But understanding your cells is really important on figuring out how they're designed to operate and what you should look for, and may help you with your better understanding and, sidestep this landmine called cancer. So in a single cell, there is information that makes you, you. There's even a how-to instruction guide within cells. It's stored in the DNA. So it's like unfolding an old-fashioned roadmap. This instruction sits on a coiled strand of DNA about 3 feet in length, and all this is tightly packed into this microscopic cell. And when your cells divide and grow, the information is then passed on to the new cell, like a relay runner passing on a baton. So your cells divide at a rate of 2 million per second. And when you become an adult, you have approximately 100 trillion cells. So all these cells have a job to do with complete instructions for your bones, your blood, your skin, your hair, so forth. So each cell also has this communication instruction guide, so the cells can collaborate, making you the unique person that you are. So you got to remember, God knew you before you were born. So the human cells is always working on some level. And when the cells run low on energy, they become regenerated while you sleep. A lot of people don't realize their thyroid's responsible for that. Your thyroid takes organic iodine, makes a solution, and it goes out while you sleep, and it bathes all the mitochondria, the little batteries of your cell, with the solution, like to recharge the battery, and that's how you wake refreshed. So if you're not waking up refreshed, could be your thyroid is the problem. So we need to get to sleep, and the body is producing 30,000 new skin cells each minute. So you can see that something that can mess up this replication, these how-to instructions in your DNA, can produce a whole different result. Now just think of this. They know, scientifically know, for sure, that if you go from an unhealthy to a healthy diet within 6 days, you change your DNA. So if food, a diet has that power to influence DNA and how your cells replicate, you have all the power in the world to avoid a lot of internal medicine diseases. That's right. So you don't want to throw a monkey wrench in it, get on a bunch of drugs, and smoke and drink and not eat healthy. Now, according to science, when the cell's instructions get changed from healthy to unhealthy, their roles change as well as they initiate what is called blackout communication with other cells. So there's no communication now. So you've got these cells that are just, you know, they've switched off, and they begin to work against you. So no longer do they cooperate with nearby cells to help build bone and blood and skin and tissue and so forth. Their job is to replicate and take over without performing their previous vital functions. So when you get enough of these cells working together, it could create a tumor. And a lot of times your immune system will try to take advantage of the tumor to encapsulate and keep this cancer from spreading. So within the cell, there are special proteins that when a cell DNA becomes damaged, the protein is released to repair that cell. But if it can't be repaired, the cell is supposed to commit suicide, and then a new healthy cell replaces it so you don't spread cancer. That's how, in a perfect world, that's how it works. Afterwards, the immune system sends out what is called a cleanup crew of cells to get rid of any residue of the unhealthy or even cancerous cells that you may have. So according to science, cancer is in all of us, and that the cell suicide mechanism along with the immune system help keep your cancer under control. So there is also the possibility that when there is, specific DNA damage, that the backup fail-safe cell suicide is supposed to work. So, but we're getting radiation, we're getting toxicity through the air and water. Our foods aren't properly nourishing our bodies because of agricultural techniques with all the chemicals on them. We've got endocrine disruption now from a lot of these herbicides. We're just not doing ourselves a whole lot of good when we have that kind of thing going on. So it's really, really important to protect ourselves from toxic overload. So your organ cleansing herbs are going to be vital. Your immune boosting herbs also going to be vital to keep cancer in check. And I want to stress that Windsor Medical University in 2012 did, by accident, discover there's something in dandelion root that healthy cells ignore and don't touch. They don't even bother to uptake and absorb dandelion, but cancer cells do. So cancer cells suck that up, and there's something in dandelion that makes that cell suicide happen so that the cancer cell is killed and dies. So dandelion grows everywhere. Dandelion root grows everywhere. Maybe God knew we were going to need that. What do you think? Because he can look down through the ages of time and see, you know, how we're totally messing up. And we needed his help. So dandelion root, if you got leukemia cells, according to Dr. Pandey in the lab at Windsor Medical Hospital, said kills all known cancer cells. So 200 of them that they have on file that they know of kills all of those. It's a kind of a universal antidote for cancer cells. So, and I didn't discover that. I'm just passing along the information that medical science is claiming. Hello. And so you can check it out for yourself if you want to pull it up online. It's Windsor Medical University, 2012, Dandelion Kills All Known Cancer Cells. And Dr. Carolyn Hamm and Marion Pandey were involved in the research. So check that out online at thepowerherbs.com. If you want to get some dandelion root, because they have some in an aged concentrate, which is very strong, and dandelion root is pretty tame as far as taste. It's not real bitter. It's not real hot. It's kind of creamy looking, you know, in its liquid form. It's golden. It's like a light beige tan. It's very pretty. So if you see dandelion root that's brown, dark, it's been burnt. And herbs are very much heat sensitive. I can't stress this enough to people. They're light and heat sensitive. So when you have manufacturing processes that expose them to heat, like most of the herb companies do, then you're going to get a weak formula. You're not going to get the potency you're seeking. So look at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They age and cold press. There's no heat involved, and it just preserves all the alkaloid strength of the plant. All God's chemistry still there, and it's available at thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call. Get a free product catalog. They'll send it to you in the mail, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. See, it's so easy to protect your cells, your DNA, diet, medicinal herbs. God promises they're going to be blessings. He can't lie. Mm-mm. We just got to be listening. Paying attention, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, it's right in front of us. We got to pay attention. I know I'm out of time. Running along. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So please seek medical advice before using any product or therapy if you dare. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.